All right, Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 with pleasure. As you know that every time I have him on here, it is Will Clark, one of the favorites of Giants fans. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. Really enjoying the homestand here and gorgeous weather we've been having out here. It's really nice.
You know, opening day is always special. I mean, it's just a party, and you've been through so many of them. What was opening day like for you?
The opening days were always the start of a big journey for me. You know, 162 games is a long season, and you go through 6 weeks of spring training to build up to that opening day. And so it was sort of the culmination of all the work that I did in spring training and looking forward to hopefully a long and prosperous season.
Was there any relationship between doing well in spring training and getting off to a good start for you?
I definitely think so. You know, I actually had a chance to talk to Tony Gwynn about spring training, how to make spring training go by a little quicker. And he talked about breaking it down into two-week segments. So the first 2 weeks, you know, you're getting all the soreness out. Second 2 weeks, you're working on timing, stuff like that. And then the third 2 weeks is, hey, look, the bell's getting ready to ring right around the corner, and you better fine-tune things. And so, you know, the last 2 weeks of spring training, I had my game face on. I was ready to go.
Okay. Well, we know the game face quite well, believe me. Out here for opening day, Madison Bumgarner, horse, raising the flag again. It's almost surreal in a way.
It was. And, you know, Boach actually talked to the team before they came out, and he said something about, you know, take it all in because, you know, nobody does 3 out of 5 years, you know, winning a world championship. And so, you know, to see Bum out on the horse and all the pomp and pageantry that went on with opening day was a lot of fun.
Now, are you a horse guy, too? You know, I know you're a deer hunter. I know that.
Yeah, I have been a horse guy in the past. You know, I was just hoping that Bum didn't fall off, so that was a good thing. He made it through without taking a tumble, so that was a good deal.
All right. Baseball, the first week, the second week, I know for you, you know, you came out ready to play, but it seems like I watch this every year. It takes a few weeks to figure out who you are.
Well, sometimes. You know, there are guys who are notorious fast starters, and, you know, there are some guys that just need to get, you know, innings up under them. And, you know, for me personally, like I said, because of the theory I had about spring training, learning from Tony Gwynn, I actually always tried to get off to a real quick start. I wanted to hit, you know, 350, 400, and whatever I could do in the month of April, because, you know, if you hit 200 and then you're fighting climbing that mountain the rest of the year, it's tough when those at-bats start racking up. And so, you know, I wanted to be on top of the mountain and trying to maintain.
All right, I love it. All right, Will Clark with us. We lost Al Rosen recently, and he's a very big part of your life. I talked to Al, and I asked him about you. I don't know if you ever related the story to you. I said, well, how did you know about Will Clark and why'd you draft him and all that? He said, I was in the Astrodome and the Olympic team, I guess, was playing down there and working out. And I was in my office and all of a sudden I heard this crack of the bat and a crack of the bat. And I said, and he said, who is that? And he looked out and he said, it was you. And that was how he fell in love with Will Clark.
Well, I really appreciate Al saying that. He was, you know, not only the gentleman that drafted me, he was, you know, my general manager for all of those years in San Francisco, and he was my second dad. You know, you're away from home, and, you know, he's the MVP of the AL, and, you know, what better person to learn baseball from? So, you know, anything that he had to say, you know, I was all ears and tried to pick his brain. And, you know, he meant the world to me and made me become, you know, a better ball player, better man.
Yeah. Do you still get a thrill? You are, well, a thrill, so you do. I know that from the name of watching that first at bat against Nolan Ryan.
it sort of raises the goosebumps on me every now and then. You know, you start thinking back through it and you think about, you know, all the butterflies you had leading up to that at bat. And then, you know, the best thing in the world Nolan could have done was he threw me a curveball first pitch, and it sort of let me settle in. And two pitches later, I got that fastball and got a hold of it and was going around first and didn't know it was out of the ballpark, and then looked up and it cleared the fence, and I don't hardly even remember running around the bases and touch home plate, you know, pointed to the family, sat on the bench, and I was sitting there and things started to calm down a little bit, and Chili Davis was sitting next to me, and I turned and looked at Chili. I said, he's going to drill me next time up, huh? And Chili goes, oh, yeah, he is. And I walked up for my second at bat, and he was in the windup, and I was already on the way to ready to ground.
Beautiful story about first home run, first hit, first at bat for Will Clark in the major leagues. Matt Duffy, and you've done this in this camp so many times with this team, so many times working with someone, make him a first baseman. Yeah. What about Matt Duffy? What's the biggest thing for him to learn?
Well, you know, he's been a middle infielder, and you know, then they're trying to teach him a little bit of the corner stuff too. You know, third base and first base, and you know, there are little nuances about playing first that, you know, everybody thinks it's just catch the ball and be standing on the bag. Well, you know, there's a lot more going on over there. But, you know, I'm not going to burden him with a ton of information because you know, he's a great athlete. So, you know, I'll give him little tidbits here and tidbits there just to make him a little sharper over there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm just thinking as you're talking, first base, did you ever play anywhere else in your career? They ever try to move you at all?
I actually, believe it or not, in high school and then also on the Olympic team, I played in the outfield.
Did you?
Yeah, and so, you know, I was a little bit of an outfielder at certain times, but when I got to college, I became a first baseman, and I stayed there the rest of my career.
You weren't Brandon Belt. Let's put him in left field. Let's see what he can do.
I could have done it, but the aforementioned Al Rosen said, do not put that young man in the outfield. He's going to be at first base, and he's going to do some hitting.
All right. Great to see you, as always. A pleasure. The fans love you. You know that
Thank you, Marty. It's great to be around and, you know, get a chance to get this third ring, and guys out here are working on that fourth ring.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.